We're talking with Alexander Ziskin from Nuvius in Washington, D.C. You've built something very interesting. Microsoft has opened up Office 365 with an API. I believe it's called MS Graph API. Right. What are you doing with that API to expose Office 365 content to mobile platforms?
Right. So Microsoft is very busy developing the Graph API. They've had a few iterations already. And what I'm building is a TypeScript layer that basically exposes parts of the API one at a time to native mobile applications, in this case, NativeScript.
And I know most of our listeners know what TypeScript and NativeScript are, but for the few who don't, can you very briefly describe what each one is?
Sure thing. So NativeScript is a mobile development platform. You're using TypeScript as the language, which gets compiled to JavaScript and runs native, and you create your UIs, your native UIs in XML, and you can write your business logic in JavaScript. And you can, the point of using NativeScript is to allow you to write for multiple platforms at the same time with the same code base.
Is this an alternative to what we would have done years ago, maybe using SharePoint services?
So SharePoint services is something that's already, that's currently still active. However, the Office 365 Graph API is going to, it's another layer. So it's going to expose as a single API to all the different services that live in Office 365. So we have Excel services, we have OneDrive, we have users, groups, and so on. We have calendars and mail. So SharePoint is not currently part of the Graph API, but it may be part of the Unified API soon.
When Microsoft opened Office with the Graph API, I would imagine that OneDrive has to play some sort of role as a conduit. Is that true?
Yes, OneDrive is part of Office 365, so you can access OneDrive, the files and the folders, OneDrive for Business being the new one. You can access all that through the Graph API.
And that means that authentication becomes an issue. Are we dealing with that through something like OAuth?
Yes, that's a very good point. So every time you talk to the API, you need to authenticate. And Microsoft Azure AD stands for Active Directory in the cloud. So Microsoft's Azure AD is where you register your application so you can get access tokens in order to be able to authenticate your users through OAuth, OAuth 2.0 in this case.
When doing this with OAuth, you initialize the session and you have your OAuth token, but those tokens expire.
That's correct. So OAuth tokens expire. You get your token initially when you go ahead and sign in. You use that access token with every request to the API, but the access token is short-lived. You also get a refresh token, which you can use to call to the API and refresh the access token. And you can keep doing this so on and on and indefinitely. And then after a while, your refresh token also expires, at which point the application will ask you to re-authenticate.
What role did NativeScript play in this, in allowing you to develop for multiple mobile platforms?
So NativeScript, the whole reason behind its existence is to ease the development for multiple platforms at the same time. Right, so you're basically creating native apps for Android, you're creating native mobile apps for iOS, and you're doing this with one code base. So you have a UI layer, and you also are writing JavaScript on the back end.
Let's talk a little bit about your company, Nuvius. You're based in Washington, D.C., and you provide primarily consulting services.
Yes, that's correct, Joel. So we've been dealing with SharePoint and Microsoft Stack, or the web stack, for many, many years now. And we're now into mobile development and building mobile applications on top of Office 365 and SharePoint.
What's interesting is that this platform you've built to open Office 365 data to mobile applications, you've put that out there. This is now open source. So are you then providing fee-based services after the fact? Is that how you retain your customers?
So this is just an added bonus to the customers or to whoever wants to be using Office 365 services, right? So yes, that's correct. Everything, NativeScript is open source. The Office 365 SDK for NativeScript is open source. And Microsoft themselves have open sourced the Graph API, which is great.
There's a lot of action in the API world these days. Seems like every week I'm writing a story about somebody announcing a new API. Where do you see that industry going? And what does the expansion of the API universe mean for businesses like yours?
Well, you know, Joel, APIs are great. Everybody has their own take on it. And the more there are out there, the better, I think. It makes our software more connected. It allows different companies that are small and large to be able to take advantage of each other's services. For example, now we can talk to Microsoft APIs, whereas before it was extremely difficult to do that. For example, if you wanted to talk to Excel, you'd need to maybe install Excel on a web server and write COM queries against it, where now it's an open source REST API query, which is freely available to users. So I think APIs have a great future. You know, it's just something that we're gonna keep exposing out there as time goes on and putting things out there on the internet for consumers.
Is that also a reflection of how Microsoft has remade itself into an open cloud company over the last couple of years?
So yeah, absolutely. Microsoft has definitely under Satya had a huge push to open source things and provide, you know, education services. So it's something that they're working on pretty hard.
As you look down the road, what do you see happening in the next 2 years or 3 years when it comes to cloud computing and the way everything is opening up?
I think it's just going to keep growing and explode. The more bandwidth people have, the more we don't have to store local processing. We can just use cloud more and more. And APIs play into that because they expose the processing to our connected devices. So it's just going to keep growing.
We've been talking with Alexander Ziskin, Technical Director of Nuvius, based in Washington, D.C. Alex, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Joel.